Evening, everyone. My name is Dan, and I am an addict.
Amen.
And I'm grateful to be alive today, and I'm grateful to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I want to thank the retreat committee for asking me to come up and share. I love coming up here. I look forward to this every year. I want to thank Edgar because when he called, he never told me what topic I had. And that, like, was really cool because I didn't get in my head and, you know, I need to read up or brush up or any of that. I just had to pray up and show up, you know. And then they told me the topic today, and I thought, well, that's simple. You know, I'm looking at a bunch of people that probably know who's an addict. Because obviously, you know, when you get here to Narcotics Anonymous, you come to that conclusion that you just may, possibly, could be an addict. And so I'm just going to share my experience, strength, and hope, and then some of my, little bit of my journey here, and hopefully not be too long-winded. Desiree is going to give me the signal. First, she said, go ahead and share as long as you want. And I said, well, we may be here tomorrow. Because I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. You know, I came to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting in 1991, you know. And I was a lot thinner and had a lot more hair on my head. And it wasn't as gray. And I still had a lot more game left in me. You know, my clean date's April 22nd, 2002. But that's how I got here. You know, I was running with a bunch of people that were either getting locked up or covered up. And like, I got a glimpse of, like, some type of, like, God touched my life that day. And I seen that, like, that was available to me. Like, that illusion of immunity got smashed. And I think if I keep doing this, I'm either going to end up in the penitentiary or dead. And so I reached out for some help, and I got it, you know, in an institution. You know, and I don't really mention that institution because it isn't there anymore. It's gone. but the thing I'm grateful for is I got there, and they put me in a detox ward, and I was like everybody that usually has been in one of them. I was, you know, shaking like a dog shitting razor blades. And they gave me a basic text. And that night they took me out to a hospitals and institutions meeting. And actually the guy that was chairing that meeting is still clean. And I see him occasionally. And I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue. I just knew that, like, I didn't want to, like, if I thought if I could just stop doing this certain stuff, I'd be all right. You know what I mean? And I was always that guy. You know, I was talking to a friend down over there earlier today. I was the guy that would sit around on a couple returnable beer cases at a table with a candle and sit there and say, you know, when I get my shit together tomorrow, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And, you know, I'm going to do all this stuff, you know. So I had hopes and dreams. But I ended up in this institution, and they gave me a basic text, and they took me to a Narcotics Anonymous H&I meeting, and they gave me something to read, and I hadn't read nothing in a long time except the Surgeon General warning on a pack of cigarettes. It was all new. It was all foreign to me, man. And I struggled, you know. That's just my story, right? I couldn't get with the fact that, like, complete abstinence. You know, I thought, you know, I just couldn't get with that. You know, I thought if I just quit doing that, you don't understand. Like, I thought when I went to this institution, they were going to show me how to, like, go to work all week, go down to the club, have a couple beers, sign the book, and come home. Right? That, you know, I wasn't going to, like, start Thursday and stop sometime Monday. And that wasn't the case. So, but that was my introduction, man, to Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I came around, the one thing I knew, they were all addicts. You know, I was probably one of the first my generation to get here. Most of the cats were older. They had all been through, you know, a different set of experiences than me. And that sort of, like, isolated me a little bit, too. Like, I felt a little different, you know. But they always, you know, they would always welcome me, man. They would always hug me, man. And the meetings were small, man. Like 6 to 8 people. I still like small meetings, man. I get in a meeting like 60 to 80 people, man. I get a little antsy. You know, I still like that 6 to 8 to 10 people in a meeting, you know. And I would, like, argue with them, you know. And they kept loving me anyhow, man. You know, I was never turned away, and I'm grateful for that. You know, because, you know, in 93 I got clean, and I stayed clean for 8 years. And then I used in 2001, and I got clean again in 2002, and that's just my story. You know, because I took my eye off the ball. You know, I didn't understand, like, the whole disease concept. I didn't understand, like, I got clean, and all of a sudden, like, it talks about, like, we tried to find that magical formula that'll fix us because we're broken, or I'm broken, you know? And so I found that money for a while. Like, I got clean and coming here, and I found it in money, and then I found it in this, and I found it in that, and I found it, and I was always chasing, man. Still, like, you know, we can never get enough. I can never get enough. If I got $100, I need one more. If I got one woman, I need another one, right? And I was doing a lot of shady stuff, and it just caught up with me, man. I really didn't understand what I was dealing with, you know, and I paid a heavy toll, you know. Because when I went back out, it was like there was no wind up and, like, taxi down the runway or anything. It was like I was off to the freaking races, man, because this disease is progressive, incurable, and fatal. And I, like, forgot that. So, like, I didn't pick up in, like, 1982. I picked up again in 1993. I was just, you know, just off the chain. And the blessing is that on April 21st of 2002, and this is just for me, man. This was, you know, God picked my clean date. I didn't. Because if I was picking it, I'd still be getting high, saying tomorrow I'm going to get my shit together. I went to a meeting that night. I went to a meeting up in Greensburg Sunday night at Westmoreland Hospital. And the beauty of that is that I knew that, like, I was, like, I didn't want to live like that no more, you know? And that's the common bond here. You know, we all come from different places, you know, different whatever backgrounds, different races, different whatever, you know? But the common bond we all have is, like, that pain, that fear, and that loneliness, you know, that gift of desperation. Like, that's how I got here, desperation. And my experience is with most people I meet here, that's how we get here. Desperation, you know. It's. I always say it. You know. This is the last stop. This is the last stop before the bitter ends. Narcotics Anonymous, man. You know, and I knew I'd be welcome there. Like, I knew I didn't have to go to an institution. Like, it's like I just went to a meeting at night and surrendered, and it was all on God, man. God got that first day clean for me, you know, and I went in and got a white key tag. A guy I know, for a lot of times, he was giving the key tags out. He hugged me. He told me he loved me, and it was good to see me, man. And truthfully, I'd rather walk to the electric chair that night than walked up there and got that key tag, man. And I remember my cousin. I was using with my cousin when I went back out. And we're getting high, right? We're getting it in. And all of a sudden, he wants to do a fist step with me. And he says, you know, don't Narcotics Anonymous work? You know, because he knew I'd been clean for a period of time. And I couldn't lie, man. And the reason I couldn't lie is because everybody gave everything to me. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of this program, man. That's why I love this program. Like, guys would come pick me up, man, and they would, like, drive a long way to come get me, pick me up, and we would drive a long way to the meeting, and then they would drive me back and drop me off, you know what I'm saying? And they would do all that, man, and not want nothing except for me just to stay clean. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, when he was asking me about that night, and it gave me the spark to come back here, you know? But I remember him wanting to talk about that, now, you know, and I'm thinking, man, why don't you get out and walk back to town and you can figure out what happened to me. But when you got the connection, you can talk to me any damn way you choose. That's just the way I am, man. You know, using drugs, like I was reading in here a little bit before I come over, using drugs always brings me to my knees. No matter how well I seem to be in control, when I start using drugs, they bring me to my knees, man. And I'm just grateful that I got here when I got here, You know, I'm grateful for the story that I got. It's my story. It don't have to be yours, man. You know, you can be a one and done guy. You know what I'm saying? You can come in here one time, stay. There's a lot of them people. And that isn't my story, man. You know, the one thing that did, though, man, it keeps me real vigilant. You know, I try not to take my eye off the ball today, man. I try to stay in touch. You know, I was just out east a few weeks ago, and I was in a meeting, and a girl raised her hand, and she said that, like, she just got out of the penitentiary, and she don't want to go there no more. And I can identify with that. Like, I don't want to live like that no more. I don't have to. That's why I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. It works. You know, it works. And I ain't going to get up here and try to sell something. You know, I ain't selling anything like that or any pitch like that. I just know that it works in my life. That it set me free, man. That I've become the best person I try every day, you know. And today's the day I'm working on being clean, you know. I have no desire. Like I was thinking earlier, man. Like, I went back in my mind, it's like some of my worst scenarios. And we all have them. Yours is yours and mine's mine, right? There ain't no way anybody can come up here today and tell me, like, my life isn't better and Narcotics Anonymous don't work, man. Look around. All I got to do is open my eyes, man. You know what I mean? Because I've been in some frightful situations, man. And it isn't that way today, man. Shit, I got a job, man. They're paying me to be here. That's crazy, man. I was the dude that, like, responsible, productive citizen. That stuff didn't make no sense to me, man. You know, it made no sense to me when I got here, you know. And today, you know, by being here, by being open-minded, and I struggled here, man. You know, I'm not perfect by any way, man. You know, I've had my struggles. I've had my struggles the last couple years, man. You know, anybody that's been here for the last couple years knows that we have a lot of people coming here with misinformation from misinformed people, right? You know, because it says in here, doctors try to give us medication to fix us. And that seems to be the new battle anymore. And I had to pray about that and make them people feel welcome, you know, right? You know, and that's hard, man, because I know what complete abstinence can do. You know, I know that the clean that I feel and the free that I feel, you know, here. But I don't want to judge them people who be in battle with anybody here. You know what I mean? I'm just letting you know, man, that if you're an addict, if using drugs brings you to your knees, if you're at the state of desperation, like, you don't got to live like that no more. Like that girl that raised her hand. I still identify. That's why I still go to meetings, man. You know, to hear that shit. My job is to go over and put her in the back pocket of some women here, you know, and make sure she's all right today, man. I don't know. Like, where I came from, I'm just so blessed. You know, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir because you're all sitting here. You know, and if you're new or you're old or whatever, stick around, man. You know? I mean, shit. Where else am I going to go? I always say that. Back to the freaking dope house. Ah, that's all right. I'll make the coffee here, man. Them are my options. I mean, it laid it out right there. There's my options. Either I do this or I go to the bitter ends. And today, man, like, you know what? I'm all right here. I got a comfortable spot here. You know? I'm loved here. I got people who love me here, man, who have care and concern for me. And one of the beauties, man, that's been revealed lately, I'm going to talk about that. What I know is I have a lot of people in my life that don't understand a damn thing that goes on here. Right? But they're super grateful for Narcotics Anonymous and what it's done for their son, their brother, their nephew, their grandson's life, man. You know what I mean? And so sometimes when I get in conflict, you know, because we can get in conflict here with people, I always look at that. I know you came from the state of desperation like I did, and I know somebody out there loves you and they're glad you're here, man, and I need to be glad you're here. And that helps me get into that unity, and, you know, and I can put them right? Because we're more the same than different. You know what I mean? And I know it was by people loving me, right, and keep welcoming me, that I came back here. That this was my first alternative, you know? And I need to do the same thing. I need to give it away to keep it, to get it, to still get it, man. And that's where I've been lately, man. You know, so I think I spoke here a couple of years, probably a different message than I carried then, because I might have been angry then. But I ain't angry today. I just love you, and I know you're in the grips, man. But you know, if you want to stop using, this is what's worked for me. I'm not anti-anything. I'm pro-Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? You guys have taught me so much. I learned how to pray here. You know, I just prayed for about three people when we had that moment of silence. I remember coming here and like not being able to pray, man. God says, man, don't you know somebody you'd like to see get this? And that's where my prayer life started off. So most of my things I've learned here, most of my skills and abilities, I've all learned here in Narcotics Anonymous, man. So Edgar, you know, he threw a little pressure on me here, man. I'm thinking, you know, I got to, you know, you sort of got like somewhat set the tempo. I can't come up here and share all crazy and out of my neck. Right? Set the retreat off on that foot. So I just want to tell you all, man, the same thing A told me. You don't have to keep feeling like you're feeling. And you don't have to keep living like you're living, man. There's a way out, man. You know, so if you're here, it's the perfect opportunity this weekend to get freed up, man. Get freed up, man. God's going to put some angels in your life. He already has for me, man, you know, this weekend. So I just want to tell you, and tell you, I love you. Thank you for having me. And enjoy the weekend.